This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In President Obama's State of the Union Address 2014, he didn't say an awful lot about foreign policy, and he said virtually nothing about Germany and Europe. And only one passing comment he made regarding the NSA spying activities. Now, Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor, responded the next day, strongly rebuking and condemning the United States of America and President Obama. According to The Local, dated January 29, 2014, this is what happened. Chancellor Angela Merkel issued a strong rebuke to the United States and Britain on Wednesday over sweeping surveillance and spying activities reported by Edward Snowden. In a major speech to Parliament, it was the German State of the Union address, Merkel said that Western powers sacrificing freedom and the quest for security were sending the wrong signal to billions of people living in undemocratic states. Merkel conceded that the Allies remain far apart on the ethical question of freedom versus security. Is it right that our closest partners, such as the United States and Britain, gain access to all imaginable data, saying this is for their own security and the security of their partners? Asked Merkel. Is it right to act this way because others in the world do the same? Our answer can only be, no, this cannot be right, because it touches the very core of what cooperation between friendly and allied countries is about, trust. The rift which was caused by the NSA spying activities, that rift between Germany and Europe on the one hand, and Great Britain and the United States on the other hand, has become such a problem that it doesn't seem to be healthy, that it apparently cannot be cured. Now, we have told you for years, my friends, those of you who have been listening to our programs, have been reading our literature, that there is going to be a rift between Europe and the United States of America developing. And when that happens, we are very close to what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation and subsequently the return of Jesus Christ. Now, when you listened to President Obama's speech, you can see that the downfall of the United States of America is inevitable. Even journalists, even the press, have classified that speech as many words of emptiness, a speech without vision, no ideas, no new thoughts. At the same time, Germany and Europe are rising. And as we have told you, the Bible says there's going to be 10 nations or groups of nations emerging in Europe, which will ultimately lead Europe. And we have strongly indicated that it's going to be members from the Eurozone which will emerge. And these members from the Eurozone then will be the engine leading Europe. We have, in fact, prepared a booklet on the 10 revivals of the ancient Roman Empire. And if you want to have a copy of this free booklet, just ask for the European Revivals and we'll be happy to send you a copy totally free of charge. When it comes to the Eurozone, the EU Observer wrote on January 22, Poland wants to join the Eurozone because it is the political heart of the European Union, its foreign minister has said. Our judgment is that it is the real European Union, that it will be inside the Eurozone, and we will become and want to be part of it, Poland is saying. In this light, I find the following comment by the German defense minister and finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, very interesting. According to a report by Bild Online, dated January 27, the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, who is, by the way, presently Germany's most popular politician, recommended in Brussels the creation of a parliament for the Eurozone member states. Now, did you catch that? We're not just talking about a parliament for the European member states, but now he is recommending a parliament just for the Eurozone member states. He stated that Germany and France had recommended in May to connect the EU Parliament closer to decisions of the Eurozone members. He said that could be easily accomplished if the Eurozone member states had their own parliament. And something like that is going to happen according to biblical prophecy. It's going to be the Eurozone members, not necessarily in the present configuration, but it's going to be Eurozone members who are then going to be the engine leading Europe. And they in turn will give their power and their authority to a charismatic political and military leader called the Beast in the book of Revelation. Again in this slide, notice what Der Spiegel Online wrote on January 28. Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier and Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen want Germany to assume a greater role in world affairs, including military missions abroad. Berlin wants to provide Paris with stronger support in military missions in Africa in the future. That is a big step, not just for France, but for Germany as well. The new German government, inaugurated just a month ago, is charting a new course in foreign policy. The new approach has already led to concrete policy changes. Germany plans to dispatch more troops to support France's campaign against Islamists in Mali. The government is also considering providing military aircraft for transport and medical evacuation in the Central African Republic. Steinmeier would like to strengthen European institutions, while von der Leyen, in her previous role as Labour Minister, voiced her support for a United States of Europe. Now, it's a message which Germany's President Joachim Gauck is also echoing, but then the article goes on to say that Defense Minister von der Leyen is not only interested in improving Germany's image among its allies, rather she would like also to develop a joint European defense policy worthy of the name. Von der Leyen would like to increase Germany's credibility and has even broached the topic of a joint European army. Did you catch all of that? It is totally in compliance with biblical prophecy, saying that Europe under German leadership will become a military power. A military power which then will become a challenge to the other power blocs around the world. In our free booklet on the European revivals, we have been talking about the fact that there's going to be a core Europe, or a Europe of two speeds. And we said in here that very soon, 10 core nations or groups of nations will rule continental Europe. The EU Observer wrote on June 29, 2012, that the phenomenon of a two-speed Europe not only becomes a fact of increased likelihood, but it is more and more politically acknowledged and approved. And then we are quoting an article from Der Spiegel Online going back to December 19, 2005, already saying at that time that the EU finance ministers meet. It's the ministers from the Eurozone. They are holding talks among themselves before they meet the other colleagues whose countries have not adopted the euro. In that pre-meeting, the most important decisions for the Eurozone are made. You see, you have already then a Europe of two speeds, or a core Europe. But on top of that, we have also clearly stated that Europe will become a military might. We say in here that Europe under its core member states will become a strong and powerful military union. Europe's leaders realize that a strong political union necessitates a unified European army. And that is what you have just heard from more recent developments, that's exactly what they are trying to accomplish. Now, we also quote from the Sydney Morning Herald, dated September 20, 2012, saying that Germany, France, and nine of Europe's most powerful countries have called for an elected European Union president and also for a unified defense policy. It says they are looking for a single elected head of state for Europe. The bloc demanded a new defense policy. And of course, included in that is the concept that you have to have a unified army, something which, of course, the Bible strongly prophesies is going to happen. We should also understand that the unified European bloc is going to be really a Catholic concept. We say in our booklet that the European political unification will be closely connected with the Roman Catholic Church. In a sense, the Roman Church has been influencing the European unification process to a certain degree all along. As the Telegraph wrote in 1991, the common market itself started under the inspiration of Catholic politicians, such as Adenauer of Germany, Paul Henry Spaak, John Monnet, and Robert Schuman. They are all deeply influenced by Catholic social teaching. Monnet believed in the Catholic vision that Europe should become a federal superstate. The Financial Times wrote in May of 1995 that, and I quote, "The idea of a united Europe has been viewed as, quote, essentially a Catholic concept." In our free booklet on the European revivals, we point out that according to Scripture, a unification or a collaboration between the states and the Catholic Church will occur. That's what the Bible clearly states. The Bible also says when that happens, the Great Tribulation will soon start, followed by the return of Jesus Christ. Terrible times are ahead of us, but at the same time, glorious times are ahead of us when Christ returns. He's telling us to watch and to pray always to be counted worthy to escape all these things which are going to happen and to stand in front of the Son of Man when he comes back. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.